Avalanche professionals from around the world are meeting in Anchorage this week for the International Snow Science Workshop. The meeting is a chance for self-described snow geeks to trade the latest information on avalanche science. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
It's a different type of a crowd for the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage. Instead of suits and serious-looking business attire, there's a lot more practical clothing around, like fleece and Gore-Tex. Take Bruce Edgerly, for example. He's standing at a display booth in the third-floor atrium, wearing jeans and a flannel shirt.
I'm from Backcountry Access. We make avalanche rescue equipment. We're based in Colorado.
Edgerly is showing off the company's fleet of avalanche airbags. They're backpacks that have an inflatable bag inside to help a skier or snow machiner float on top of an avalanche. Edgerly demonstrates how they work by pulling a stout-looking cord on a backpack strap.
Okay, so, just pull down.
As soon as he pulls the cord, a bright orange bag inside the backpack inflates. Edgerly says he's been skiing with an airbag pack for 3 years. He says the technology has been around for several decades, but it's gotten a lot better recently, and they're starting to catch on. An airbag setup costs at least $600, but Edgerly says they're saving lives.
Your chances are going to be much greater of surviving if you stay on top, or even if you just reduce the burial depth. Burial depth is a very, very important factor in the survivability of an avalanche. So if you can reduce that or eliminate that, you're really, really increasing your chances of surviving.
But the Snow Science Workshop isn't just a showcase for the latest avalanche technology. It's a meeting of the minds in a very specialized world that includes scientists, heli-ski guides, ski patrollers, and highway forecasters. Carl Berkland is an avalanche scientist at the U.S. Forest Service's National Avalanche Center in Bozeman, Montana. He says the conference brings together knowledgeable professionals from many different industries.
I mean, just this morning we saw talks ranging from, you know, helicopter skiing guides talking about how the snow feels under their feet and how they could check the snow with their probes, all the way to research scientists who are looking at every single parameter in an avalanche and trying to predict how far that avalanche will run out using computer models. So you see the entire range of things at this conference, and that's what makes it so great.
Berkland oversees a network of 14 National Forest Service avalanche forecasting centers in the western U.S. One of those centers is located in Girdwood and provides avalanche forecasts for the Turnagain Arm area. Berkland says the number of centers has increased around the country along with the number of backcountry users. And he says they're helping keep the avalanche fatality rate relatively low.
What we've seen in the amount of backcountry use is just an explosive increase in the amount of backcountry use. So while the backcountry use is just taking off like crazy, we're just seeing a slightly perceptible rise in the number of fatalities.
Berkland says that's a sign the avalanche centers are doing a good job with education and forecasting. Matt Murphy agrees. He's an avalanche forecaster with the Alaska Department of Transportation, who used to work for the Chugach Avalanche Center. He helped organize the conference, which is held every 2 years in a different part of North America. He says it's important to have the conference in Alaska.
Colorado has more avalanche fatalities since the 1950s, but Alaska is number two in that statistic, and that's for overall. And so with a population of only 700,000 people, we have a considerably alarming high rate of avalanche fatalities in the state of Alaska. And this conference brings the state of the art to the avalanche industry.
Murphy says Alaska has a long avalanche season. He says avalanches have hit the Seward Highway as early as November and as late as May. The International Snow Science Workshop runs all week in Anchorage. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.